I am now going to read for you that classic of Western literature, Pokemon Gangbang, by Nudemon. Ash, Misty, and Brock finally found the perfect place to camp for the night. Brock, of course, prepared a delicious meal for all of them. Tonight, he added a very special spice to the meal, a drug he had saved that makes anyone who consumes it very horny and sex-crazy. He was going to gangbang Misty with Ash, whether they liked it or not. Of course, he had to get Pikachu away from them, and to do so, he even got Pikachu inside a Pokeball and told Ash that Pikachu, for once, wanted to sleep inside a Pokeball. Ash, not noticing anything wrong, just said okay, and started eating. He watched as Misty and Ash ate the entire meal, not missing anything in sight. Later that night, Brock waited until the drugs took effect. At last, he saw Misty wake up and walk to Ash's sleeping bag. Once there, she slowly unzipped Ash's sleeping bag and started on his pants. Through his boxers, Misty began rubbing Ash, until he finally woke up. Being drugged, he got off his sleeping bag and started to take off Misty's shirt and bra. Ash pushed Misty down onto the ground and started massaging Misty's small but perky tits. "More! Give it to me!" cried Misty, starting to pull Ash's boxers down while Ash's took her short and panties off. Brock, seeing the chance, walked up to Misty and pushed his fully erect dick into her ass. Misty, surprised at the sudden entrance, looked back to see Brock madly pumping into her tight ass. All that pumping made her moan even louder and start sucking Ash's dick like crazy. Ash, astonished by Misty's sucking, lost his load and squirted his semen into her mouth. Misty kept on sucking and not a drop left her mouth. "Wow," was all Ash could say as he moved into a better position to pleasure Misty. He moved down between her legs and started licking. Meanwhile, Brock couldn't stand it much longer, and he ejected his semen into Misty's asshole. He slowly took it out and began rubbing her ass. Misty turned around and kissed him right on the lips, her hand slowly moving onto his dick. All the while, Ash was slurping up her sweet honey. "You like that, Brock?" said Misty seductively. All Brock could do was nod. The pleasure Misty was giving him was out of this world. Ash, tired now of licking, decided to get on with it and slowly entered Misty's virgin cunt. Suddenly, Ash shoved his dick inside her hole, making her scream in pain and in pleasure. Ash began pumping in and out of Misty's tight hole as Misty moaned and continued to give Brock the best blowjob she could. Ash and Misty started pumping each other harder, Ash's balls slamming into Misty's butt and both of them coming at the same time. Brock, unable to last any longer, came, squirting his cum all over her cute face. After some time, the three got ready to begin again. This time, Brock got the cunt while Ash pumped up her ass. The two boys continued to pump as Misty came again and again. Suddenly, Ash felt something, a dick, shove hard into his own ass. He looked back to see James, naked. "I heard the noise and I thought I would help out a little," said James. Soon after, Ash came hard into Misty's ass and the chain started. Misty screamed on the top of her lungs as he contracted on Brock's dick and came, coating his dick with her sweet honey. Just when Misty came, Brock also came, and the three lay down. James, who had just got there, wanted some more. He stared straight at Misty's mouth, imagining how good it would feel to have one of his rivals sucking his dick. James's dick was still hard as he walked to Misty. Misty, even though she was drugged, could recognize James as Team Rocket and started to back off. Ash and Brock were too tired to help, so James continued to walk toward Misty. Once he got close enough, he grabbed her and yelled, "Listen, slut, you had better do as I say or I swear you are going to be sorry." Misty, too frightened to fight back, only nodded. James smiled and shoved his dick into her mouth. Misty had no choice but to suck on James's massive dick. Once James had had enough, he took it out and held the girl up and started sucking on one of her nipples. Misty was being pleasured in ways Ash and Brock could never do. She moaned like she had never been sucked before. As Ash and Brock watched, they grew hard once more and wanted to join in on the fun. Brock once again shoved his dick inside her ass, and Ash fucked her long and hard. Tears were streaming down Ash's cheeks, as she was now fucked in all three holes. The three boys fucked the crying girl for what seemed like an hour. Finally, they left her there. James went back as Ash, Misty, and Brock all went back to sleep. The last thing Brock thought was, "Man, I am glad those drugs prevent Ash and Misty from remembering any of those things." The next day, everyone woke up. Ash and Brock were feeling as good as ever, while Misty felt all sore. She even complained to the guys, "Man, I don't know what I did last night, but I sure am tired." Brock tried not to laugh as Ash offered to rub her back for her. Little did Misty know what Ash was planning to do. The end.